Welcome to the Quantum Revenue Expansion Podcast. My name is Ursula Minchus, and I'm a sales expert, strategic business coach, and USA Today bestselling author. I love sharing strategies that show you exactly how to turn your annual revenue into your monthly revenue. If you're looking to take a quantum leap in your revenue or sales, your team, your productivity, your success, and your life, then you are meant to be here. My goal in every episode is to help you take your belief that it's possible to 2x or 10x your revenue while working way less to knowing that it is happening right now. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Quantum Revenue Expansion, where we talk about turning your annual income into your monthly income. Super excited today because we're going to have a soul-fueled, this is her word, conversation with Wendy Collier, and we're going to be talking about how to actually unlock your soul fuel. And I have so many questions. Wendy, welcome to the show.
Hi, good to be here, Ursula. Thank you for having me.
I've gotten to know Wendy. I'm part of her Ticket to Freedom event experience that we'll be talking about at the end and how you can play with us there. And I'll introduce Wendy in a moment. Before I do that, though, just a little bit of housekeeping. If you haven't hung out with us at the 2X Intensive yet and you're feeling the pull, we would love to have you. So this, the 2X Intensive, like if you have any desire to really expand your revenue this year, if you've been feeling like, I know there's more, I'm meant for more, I'm meant for a bigger impact, I want to work less, could those two things come together? Yes, they can. And we'd love to invite you into our world. And what you'll find about our world and our community is that our CEOs are like you. They're heart-centered, they're spiritual, they're conscious entrepreneurs who really want to make an impact in the world. And we find that especially those entrepreneurs can get a little stuck. We can get a little in our own way. So we'd love to support you on our journey. You can go to ursulainc.co/apply. Send us your information. We'll set up a meeting. We'll have that conversation. All right. That's all my housekeeping today because I'm super excited to talk to Wendy about unlocking your soul fuel. Let me tell you about Wendy Collier. She coaches ambitious, mission-driven, conscious leaders of all kinds, like all of our listeners, like all of you, to know and live their soul fuel while also learning to master the messaging, the enrollment, and mindset skills required to be a wild success at growing a service-based business through the full integration of soul fuel into their lives and businesses. For the last 10 plus years, she has been the CEO of a consistently growing coaching business that supports and educates women to make money doing what they love while transforming their lives, their family, and the world around them. Drawing from a rich background in psychology, communications, leadership coaching, and marketing, she equips women to build online businesses without compromising their integrity or succumbing to social media pressure. As host of the Soul Fuel podcast, Wendy leads high-touch coaching programs like the Soul Fuel Accelerator, known for propelling clients to 5, 6, and even multiple six-figure sales. Beyond business, she's a committed advocate for causes like human trafficking eradication and supports abused children as a court-appointed special advocate. Wendy finds joy in travel, outdoor pursuits, and promoting health and medical freedom. You know, Wendy, as I read that last part, we have so much more in common than you could ever imagine. That's a separate conversation. We'll have to have a different kind of coffee. We're just so aligned in the ways we spend our times and the organizations we care about. So let's do this. I want to share you with our community. So tell us your story and how this idea of soul fuel came to be.
Thank you for asking. Yeah, I'm glad that I found a phrase that captures so much. And the reason it became important was because I got out of college, was recruited into high-tech corporate marketing in the Silicon Valley, and was, you know, needing to pay off student loans and kind of go the traditional path of a job in a corporate environment. And I, while there were many benefits, and I am really actually very grateful that I grew up professionally in those environments because they really taught me how to be a professional, how to work with teams, how to manage. I became a trainer, and I worked my way up the ladder into senior marketing management positions for big companies like Hewlett Packard, Cisco, Adobe, Palm, Plantronics, like these bigger companies. And while I was learning all these professional skills in marketing primarily, I was feeling very empty inside. And I felt like my life experience, everything I had gone through in my life, which we all have our stories, and mine was pretty extraordinary, was being kind of lost or wasted in that environment, selling hardware and software products. It just didn't feel like that's what I was meant to do. So I went on a quest to learn what my life purpose was. And I spent years, like about 10 years off and on in workshops, reading books and talking about it with friends and family. And as I talked about it with the people around me, I realized that they didn't know their purpose either. Like they were also lost and they were in jobs and positions and careers that were also draining them and not lighting them up. And I truly believed that that didn't have to be the case, that you are born and designed in such a way that there is something that your soul is here to do in human form, that when you do it, feels completely authentic to you, completely aligned, completely fulfilling, and you can make excellent money doing that. And so I set out on a quest to create a process to help people to discover, uncover, unlock their soul fuel so that they could know exactly what they're meant to do and then how that could be monetized in a business and how to launch that and then grow that business through soul fuel and it being fueled, and successfully create a process that I've been doing for 11 years now and have brought people through called Soul Fuel Discovery. And so that was the beginning, the origins of it was finding it for myself and my friends and then creating and practicing the process on my friends, actually, and then kind of perfecting and tweaking it over the years to what it is today as the basis and the core of what I do. And then we go on to say, okay, how does that affect your sales, your messaging, your marketing copy, all the things. But yeah. Soul Fuel is the thing that helps you overcome those obstacles. When you have that clarity of vision and you are super hyper focused on what you're here to do.
Thank you, by the way, for living your purpose so that so many others can live theirs. I mean, that's a huge gift that you bring to the planet. And so putting those two words together, like I'm really feeling into soul fuel. I feel like there's a lot there. I mean, what else can you share with us about like really the core of soul fuel?
Well, the premise is that you have life experiences that that show when you look at them clearly and you take the time to look at them, that show a thread or a consistent theme throughout your life experiences. And I believe that illuminates or shows you what your soul fuel is. So it's not that the experiences made your soul fuel, it's that your soul went through and needed to go through these experiences. And those common threads that you see throughout, those repetitive patterns in your life, are the very thing that is the evidence of what you're here to do. In fact, it's the thing you're meant to teach. Yeah. So that's the premise. It's the most difficult hardships or the theme throughout those hardships illuminates what you're here to teach the world and what your message is to the world once you get on the other side of that.
So in other words, all those hardships, traumas, challenges, whatever you want to call them, are leading us somewhere. It's kind of like signposts, if you will. Even like what you were saying before, it's like you were talking to friends and you were finding that most people have no idea what their life's purpose is. Like none, right? And so for a business owner who's, I'm guessing a lot are on their soul fuel journey here, but for some who are like, ooh, I don't know if I'm living my, how do you know when you're living your soul fuel dream life or journey versus not? So we can talk about like, how do we unlock it?
Right. So going just one step back, Ursula, you said it's based on hardships and traumas. It doesn't need to be based on hardships and traumas.
Okay.
So not everyone's had traumas, like all the traumas. And we've all had hardship. We've all had challenges for sure, but it doesn't have to be rooted in that. So it can be rooted in, it can be a consistent theme of something. Yes, it had to be overcome, something that had to be overcome repetitively, but not necessarily a trauma. So I just wanted to clarify that. There's challenges in life and there's all different kinds of challenges. It could be in parenting or just being a woman in a male dominated career, or, you know, it can be things like that, that aren't necessarily trauma related. So you asked, you know, how can you know if you're living your soul fuel or when you're not? So most people know that they're not living it or not, they don't know their purpose because there is a consistent pattern of confusion about what they're supposed to do or what they're supposed to do next. So it may be that you had clarity for a season in your life or in your business where it was like, okay, I'm on fire. I know what I'm doing right now. And then suddenly there's a shift. Mm-hmm. And now you're confused again, and there needs to be a pivot of some kind. It's normal to go through seasons of clarity and seasons of confusion. That is just the human experience. So I kind of want to normalize that.
Yeah.
Soul fuel gives you the crystal clarity when you know what it is. So you know you have it when you wake up in the morning and you know what you're here to do. And there is no question in your mind what you're here to do. You're excited to do it. There's a sense of like aliveness, and I don't care how physically tired I am, but I'm still excited. And then there's also a feeling of peace that no matter what opportunities, decisions, or choices that come your way that day, you know how to answer those questions or those decisions or make those decisions because soul fuel is a framework. Does this fulfill my soul fuel? Is this in alignment with my soul fuel? Am I unleashing my soul fuel when I do this or make this choice? If the answer is no, it's a no. If it's yes, it's a yes. And this applies to personal and professional. So even in our personal lives, that's the cool part about soul fuel is it's actually independent of business. It just so happens that the soul fuel discovery process, I added a whole second half to the process to monetize it. But you could know your soul fuel without having a business. And it applies to everything you're doing, your career, your personal life, and everything. But most of, I work with entrepreneurs. So they're looking at, okay, so what does that mean in terms of my niche, my specialty, my dream client, my high level business positioning? And that's a big piece of that's how you know how to monetize it. So you're not, you know, you don't have it if you aren't feeling lit up and alive every day consistently and you don't have that hyper focus and you are clear on what you're here to do and how to do it.
Have you ever seen business owners or really anyone, I guess, who like does soul fuel purpose ever shift, transition, expand, change?
So it's an interesting question. I have not. So I've been doing this for 11 years now. And so far, I haven't seen anyone's soul fuel change. Because it's independent of niche and specialty in a business. That's why. So it's two parts to the process. The first part is literally what your soul is here to do in human form, regardless of a business, regardless of niches or specialties or clients. The second part is that monetization part. And that could change. You know, it could, but it's, I still haven't seen it because I have a special process to determine out of your personal skills and your professional skills, what is most monetizable for you in a business. Mm-hmm. And that points to a niche and different specialties, more than one specialty often. And that is the best, the by far, like the best business for you or the best, if you are already in business, it could be the best program or the best course for you to teach or the best like sub brands. If you want to open another brand in your business, you know, it will direct and guide you to those things too.
So the threads will still be there. It could have a different face or a different kind of offering, but the threads are still there.
Yeah. Right. The okay. core, the root, the it's the essence of who you are, and that doesn't change.
So one of the things you said is monetize. Like how, so it's like here's the soul fuel, and then here's how to monetize that. And I know you do a lot of work with your clients around money, money ceilings, getting to that next level. What can, I mean, obviously we talk a lot about money on quantum revenue expansion. So what do you want to share with us in that space?
About money?
Your experiences with it, how you help your clients break through income ceilings or how you've done that.
Yeah, I love this conversation. So, I mean, my first question, the reason I know I didn't quit corporate sooner than I did was I didn't think I could make enough money or as much money as I was making in corporate in a business. So I had a limiting belief around that, even though there were countless examples of entrepreneurs doing that. But right. The question is always, can I do that? Like maybe she can do it, but I can't do it. We are always the special case, right? Which is just, it's a way, honestly,
I'm different
than everyone else. It's when I look back and it's hard, I would never have seen this in the moment. That was just fear. I would never have seen it as fear. The fear of going out there and really being myself and can I really be that happy? Can it really be that good? Like there was a constant sense of how could it be that good? And so I had to get over that first hurdle of, yes, it can be, it's available to you. It's a lie that it's not available to you. So that was the first step in just me quitting. I quit and without a single client or a single dollar coming into my business, I started the business. And then it became, okay, as long as I can make as much as I did in corporate, I'll be happy. Which is interesting, right? It's just like, why not go for the moon, right? But that was my kind of minimum requirement for me to achieve. And so I was working up to that point. And I remember the day that I tipped over that. So I had this, that was my ceiling. My basically I had created a false ceiling that as long as I reach my salary in corporate, that I'm good. And then I can stop or somehow kick back and it's all good, right? But that isn't what this journey is about. This journey is really about living into your fullest expansion, your fullest potential. And that really is unlimited. And any belief system that says otherwise is not true. It is a lie. So what it's for me, it's been a journey of consistently breaking through those belief systems that are an illusion, that are false. And I successfully punched through like that first ceiling. I remember I had my first $30,000 cash month, and I had had a prior, like it was interesting how it led up to that. I had had consistent 10K cash months. Then I had 20K cash and I was fine. I was feeling comfortable. It's like no big deal. Then when 30K cash came in a month, I was afraid. It was like this feeling of fear. And it really took me by surprise. I was like, why am I feeling scared about money or a lot of money coming in? And that was really an opportunity for me to take a look at that. And it really has to do with, and I'll get a little scientific, but it does have to get to do, has to do with your central nervous system and what your central nervous system is accustomed to. So our central nervous system is basically programmed, you know, from very early in life in our family of origin. And it's programmed in many different ways, including what is possible financially for you and what is, quote, comfortable for your nervous system to accept. And so whatever we had in our family of origin, typically, there's always exceptions, is home for us, right? That's what's comfortable. And that's what our body physiologically is adapted to. So when something more happens, it perceives a threat. There's something different here that I'm not adapted to. And it perceives it as a threat, falsely perceives it as a threat. And so I recognized that because of that feeling of fear that kind of rushed into my physical body, and that made no sense. It made no logical sense. And so that's when I began to work on adjusting myself in my environment to higher and higher numbers. And I did that, just a quick practical thing you can do if you haven't done this before, is I took a piece of like poster paper, put it on my wall, and I just was tracking every dollar that was coming in every day, first of all, just to bring visibility to the numbers, get comfortable with them, look at them, cuddle up to them. And then I started to do target revenue. So I had the actual, and then I had target or where I wanted to go. And I would put a number that scared me, and I would just stare at it and look at it and say it out loud and look at it again and breathe deep and allow my nervous system to calm down and adjust to it. And what's crazy when I look back now is those numbers that I was having to adjust to are so small to me now. So I've adjusted and adapted to a higher level. There's always more to go.
Yeah.
But that simple practice of exposing myself to looking at the number, saying it out loud, breathing through it, and connecting that, looking at it with my body's reaction to it, was adjusting my central nervous system to it.
Yeah.
And that's what you have to do in order for you not to self-sabotage and knock that down when you do tip over your money thermostat.
It's so funny. I used to call it a money thermostat too. And like hitting that top. I love what you said about putting it on a poster board and just really cuddling up to the numbers and getting used to that. And because what, like in, with your clients, what do you notice? Like you said fear, but what are we really afraid of, Wendy? Like, so when someone looks at having a 50K or a 30K or a 20K month for the first time or a 100K month for the first time, and it's like, so what are we afraid of? Or what have you seen?
I think, well, and I know this is, you know, we're speaking generalities here. Of course, there's always exceptions, but I think women have been taught to not be too bright. Don't make, you know, in terms of don't call attention to yourself too much. Don't be too big. Don't be too loud. Don't make too much money. You can make a certain amount and we're comfortable, but if you go over that, we're going to be uncomfortable with you. Where it's kind of the opposite with men, like the status of more money is very prevalent in our society for men. Whereas for women, there's a negative, there can be, women have been known to be rejected the more money they make, you know, rejected by men who are intimidated or rejected by their friends who think you're just being greedy and selfish. Like there's a lot of that going on. There's kind of a war on people that are making too much or too happy or too this or too that.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of that. There's a lot of programming early in our lives too, that we're not even aware of, right? These messages that we got in our environment that was spoken, but most of it was unspoken. And there was probably a difference in how, you know, girls in their home of origin were treated than boys around money. So we really have to take a look at that. So I think there's what other people think. And then there's the belief system that sometimes can come from religion that is, you know, it's greedy, or there's, you know, money is selfish or whatever, which money is just energy. It's neutral. It's not a being. It's not a person. It's what we do with it, right? Money in and of itself can't be bad. There's right. nothing bad about money. It's what we're doing with money. But some of those belief systems that, you know, rich people are greedy, rich people are selfish, you know, that those kinds of things get in there. Yeah. And even if logically we're like, I don't agree with that, there can be a subconscious or unconscious belief that you do still have that can hold you back from achieving that. So what that looks like is self-sabotage. Basically, you hit a ceiling, you knock yourself back down, you know, and that mm-hmm. consistently happens. I know I had broken through some serious ceilings when I had my first $60,000, which was double the 30K when I freaked out. And I had my first 60K, and the 60K month was no big deal. Like, I was like, it was totally comfortable and I was totally relaxed with it. And what's interesting for those that are watching to ask yourself is, what are you comfortable making within what time period? Because you would probably say it's okay to make $60,000 in a year, or depending how far along you are in your money journey, you might say 60,000 in a quarter is okay, but 60,000 in a month, that's a little too much. Or 60K in a day or a week. Actually, I think I made it in less than a month, right? So you have to kind of look at the question, those thoughts and beliefs, like, why is it okay in a year, but not in a month?
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
And actually, like, to your point, I mean, if someone's made 60,000 in a year, they're energetically aligned to do it in less time. So your mind, your subconscious can wrap around doing it in a week or even a day. So for our listeners, like, that's one way to break through a money ceiling, is to know that you can collapse time. You're already energetically aligned for it. What's interesting too, I see so many women and guys coming out of corporate America and wanting to recreate that salary, which is great. The downside of that is your salary in your business is not the same as making that. I mean, there's just so many costs and other things that come into play.
It's totally different.
So we realize that a little bit later. And then you're like, oh, I do need to make more money.
Gross revenue is very different than net. Yeah.
Right. So it's a journey. And like our listeners know, we're all on this journey. I've shared many stories, and so many times when we want to give up, or we want to quit, or we wonder why we even started this in the first place, which is why to you, what you're sharing is like coming back to that soul fuel to stay focused, to stay motivated. Why did I do this in the first place? And Wendy, I'd love it, without like breaking anonymity or sharing personal information, do you have any client success stories or anything you'd want to share about people that you've worked with who like really lived into their soul fuel, and what was that result for them?
Oh my gosh, I have so many stories. They're so fun. I live for these moments. I'm sure you do too. When your clients, right? It's just everything. It's just everything. When you can see a client, you see that, witness that transformation. I just feel so honored to be alongside them as that journey is happening. Yeah, I think of my client, and I've talked about her before. I have her permission. Her name's Madeline. So when I first met her, she was a social worker therapist. She was exhausted. She was making about $35,000 a year, and again, also exhausted. So it'd be different if she absolutely loved it and everything was great. But even then, 35K is pretty tough to live on. In the United States, it's in most states, it's pretty challenging. So she was challenged by that, and just exhausted and feeling like her boundaries were being crossed in that environment. And while she loved making a difference for people, the clientele also was just not the right match for her. So it was energetically draining. So when she first came to me, that was the state of affairs. So once she discovered her soul fuel, she had, and it's amazing what happens in that process, because it's such a reclaiming of who you are. It's a remembrance of who you are. It's this shedding of layers and things that you believed about yourself that you are willing now to let go of and just set down so that you can be free. So you can break free and really live fully into who you are. And so there was this, I remember her, she was just kind of downtrodden when we first met. And progressively through the Soulfield discovery process, she'd be just lighter, like physically, I could see her getting lighter and lighter and brighter and brighter. And then we went through the monetization process where she determined her ideal client and then her niche and her specialty. And ultimately she became a love coach and has an incredible story of her own of being an anxious dater to a securely attached woman and dating and then meeting her husband. And then I just attended their wedding last September. But we worked together for several years for her to launch her business. And she grew from $35,000 a year all the way up to $300,000. Now she's a little over $300,000 in revenue per year. And which is a dramatic shift from that original income ceiling, but also just her own spiritual journey, right? That's what this is about. I think the money is a reflection of our spiritual journey. I don't think we can trick the system. I think we really, when we're doing spiritual work, we have to be in alignment with that. And when we are, the money flows in.
It's just a reflection. It's a reflection. It's really a delayed reflection of the impact that we're making, because energy, money is just energy, like you said. And when it's moving, we're impacting, but it's got to move. I like to think of it as the infinity symbol. Like money's got to move.
I love that.
Yeah. And there's so much work around, and I'm sure she 10x'd the amount of money she was allowing in, Madeline. So it's a tremendous mindset expander. And of course, she was in your program. She was in your coaching program. And we talk about this a lot, just that, you're 95% more likely to reach your goals by having a coach. Like it's just, it's someone who can just pull you to that next level and create that container and that belief where it's possible. And hold that belief for you. Like, I'm sure that's what you do. You hold those beliefs for your clients until those beliefs really catch up with them. So we're getting to the end of our time together, Wendy. I just want to thank you for sharing so much. One of the things I also know about you, like we're just getting to know each other, but one of the things I know is you're a master networker and you're incredible at creating experiential events for people that are going to make an impact. And you have an amazing multi-speaker event. I don't even know what to call it. To me, it feels like an experience. It's like,
yeah, I love that word. I've been using that word. Yeah.
Okay. Where people can come in and really transform. And how many speakers again are going to be part of this?
26.
I knew there was almost 30. Like, this is incredible. And I'm honored to be part of it. So thank you again for inviting me
in. I'm so glad you are.
And it's Ticket to Freedom. Like, we just, like everybody's values. I mean, let's say most everyone who listens to this show, let's say that, let's qualify like that. We value freedom or we wouldn't have our own business. So tell us about Ticket to Freedom and why people might want to join us there.
I think it's really special because I've done actually 14 of these events, but this is which is crazy.
It's a lot of work. I'm just saying.
And that shows you how much I love it. And that I think is felt by the people listening in. But this is the 10th Ticket to Freedom. The other four were under a different name. So this is season 10 of Ticket to Freedom. And I think what's particularly special about this one is just, I mean, first of all, every time I do it, I'm learning more and I'm deepening more into my own process and my own ability to interview and things like that. But also we're attracting a different panel here. Like this speaker panel is so beautiful, so authentic, so heart-centered, so high integrity. And these conversations are just real, raw, they're unedited, they're totally authentic, really honest and vulnerable. I mean, there's some really vulnerable stories that are shared. And I think, and these are very highly successful people. So you get to hear, not just the perfect picture, what you see on Instagram or the highlight reel, but you're actually getting to see and hear kind of the real deal of how they got there, or some of the ups and downs, and then how they got through it, including yourself. And then the conversations themselves are really value packed in that sense. I have every single speaker tell the audience something that they can do, at least one thing, if not more, that they can do right now today to gain momentum in their business. And the ultimate goal is to help you fulfill your purpose and grow your business with authenticity and soul fuel. And attract more clients in a way that is so you're not sacrificing what's most important to you and you're not spending your life on social media. So we're all kind of focused on that at the same time as a group through Ticket to Freedom. And each interview, each session, like I said, you have a practical step you can take to get that momentum. And then there's a free gift that each speaker is giving that is so valuable. These are gifts that are worth thousands and thousands collectively, like thousands of dollars valued. And it's completely free. So I think it's worth it just to join, just to grab those gifts. Truly. Like, yeah. They're things that each of you could sell for hundreds of dollars. So
Pretty special.
Yeah. And it's a container. We're doing it over 10 days where they're released each day. And so you can kind of self-pace yourself. If you want lifetime access, there's an option to do that. But there's no rush if you do lifetime access. There's no rush in general. I mean, each one's available for 7 days. So you have 7 days to take it in. And they're like 30 minutes. So they're easy to do when you're hiking or walking or washing the dishes, or audio only. So you don't need to sit down and watch them.
Which is super cool. Just easy 30 minutes. I mean, so much content in there. I always think whenever I participate in an event, it's like, I just got one idea. What would that do to my life or my business? And imagine 26 conversations with 26 gifts that are valued at thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can just feel the power of that. And we're going to put it in the show notes. You can go to wendycollier.com/Ursula because I'm going to be hanging out there. And yeah, just register, so get all the things, receive, like be in a place of receiving, because even just one idea, one takeaway that I'm sure you're going to get tons more, but just one idea could change the trajectory of your business. And you already get a sense of you for our listeners. I mean, it's about soul fuel and really, really what you're up to in the world, what you're meant to be doing and how to expand that. How do we do more of that so we can all collectively make a bigger impact? And this is the ripple effect, right? I mean, this is, you know, just think of the power of podcasts, events, experiences, how we get to connect in this virtual world and really support each other. And, you know, some might even say Wendy and I share a lot of things in how we teach and how we work with clients. And this is also showing everybody that this is what it's about. Like even when you were like, I was reading your stuff. I'm like, wow, we have very similar business. And that's how much prosperity and opportunity, that's how many people there are to help, right? Like there's so much opportunity, like we can't help them all. And so just this idea of this unlimited prosperity that we're modeling for everyone, and also women supporting women, just a shout out to such a,
I'm all about that.
So thank you. And tell us about, like, for those who want to learn more about you and Soul Fuel and working with you, how do they do that?
Aw, thank you. Well, you can learn about me at wendycollier.com. You can also go to soulfuelstarter.com and grab a free gift, which includes an audio program and a couple of downloads to kind of get started on the Soul Fuel process. So those would be two great ways to plug in.
Awesome.
And my Soul Fuel podcast show too.
We'll make sure it's in the notes so people can find
Thank you.
Wendy Collier, so fun to hang out with you today. Thank you for blessing our community. We appreciate you. And to our listeners everywhere, we love you guys. Thanks for hanging out with us every week. If there's anything we can do for you, you can email us at contact@ursulainc.co. My team sees all the emails. We will personally respond. If it's not me, it's Trisha. And we'll make sure that we get you what you need. That's it for this week, everybody. Make this your most epic month yet. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you loved what you heard, be sure to leave a review on iTunes so I know what you like and can create content that guides you to uplevel your business even more. If you want more strategic business tips, follow me on social media. You'll find me on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, and LinkedIn. And you can visit my website at www.ursulainc.co. I love being on this journey with you and can't wait to connect with you on the next episode. In the meantime, make this your most epic month yet.